Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to this fine program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM out of Madison, WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, as well as our brand new sister stations, WAUK 540 AM out of Jackson, Wisconsin, and the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha. Really excited for my next guest joining me this afternoon, filling in for my co-host Brian. I'd like to book some fantastic guests for my listening audience, and that is Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Alliance. And Sean, really excited to have you join me, and just a couple of updates for the audience as well. We do have some record-setting numbers happening here in Wisconsin. The third consecutive day, we have broken the previous record now for COVID-19 cases confirmed here in the state of Wisconsin. More than 11,500 cases of COVID confirmed across the state, and the Alliance Energy Center will be reopening for COVID-19 testing on Monday, January 10th. So if you're looking to get a COVID-19 test, the South Park Street location has expanded testing hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. all this week, and the Alliant Energy Center will be reopening on Monday, and you can do an appointment there. It is appointment only, not drive-in. But Sean, I'm having you on this afternoon so that we can talk COVID relief. The pandemic is going on. There's a ton of other headlines as well, but the fact remains that this pandemic is not going away. Omicron is spreading everywhere across the state, and it's still really important for us to be able to provide relief to the people that need it the most. And that's why I wanted to have you on this afternoon, because the work Main Street Alliance is doing advocating for just that. So thanks for joining me, Sean. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. And I just want to say congrats on expanding your footprint across the state. That's really exciting.
Yes, we are so excited. It's been kind of a little quiet, but very hardworking effort by the team here that we were launching these new signals. We're really excited that we're going to be in eastern Wisconsin. The 540 AM signal is a very large AM signal. It goes from the Wisconsin-Illinois border all the way up into about the Green Bay area, and we're thrilled to be able to provide an FM station as well with our format in the Waukesha listening area. So really excited about the expansion and appreciate you shouting that out.
Yeah. So what you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I want to talk. So one of the big things that we know, Build Back Better has been delayed. We know that that's not going to be coming. It seems like voting rights is going to be more preference before anything like that for action in the Senate. But while these debates are ongoing, we are still having real instances on the ground of the businesses that need the help the most, the businesses that can't go and shift to virtual learning or virtual work, businesses like restaurants, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. All I've been seeing lately is how we are having restaurants affected because of staff shortages, because they're out with COVID or a number of other issues that the pandemic is stressing on them. And I was wondering if you could provide any update about if the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is going to be replenished or what the prospects of that may look like at the federal level.
Yeah, happy to talk about that. And right now, so for your listeners who may have not been following this as closely, the Restaurant Revitalization Fund was a grant program through the American Rescue Plan. And it provided grants to restaurants, bars, similar businesses that experienced financial loss this last year, and they actually made them whole. So for the folks who were eligible, it helped them a ton, but it was only funded for a third of the amount of grants that folks applied for. So there were still two thirds of restaurants, bars, et cetera, that didn't get that help. And that's not acceptable. We've been advocating for months and months to try to get the fund replenished. It does look like there is a potential opportunity here between this month and next month of getting a package. It looks like there's a package coming together in Congress that would include support for small business, including replenishing the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. But we need five more Republican senators to hop on board in order for that to get done. That's why it has taken this long, is that there's still these five Republican senators who supported put out press releases about the work that they did on restaurants when the original program happened. They need to back up that rhetoric by actually supporting replenishment as it comes up for a vote. So a lot of this is still moving. Negotiations are going on. But us and the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which is a great organization doing work specifically on this issue, we're going to continue to pressure our elected officials to get this done. And in Wisconsin, thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin, already a co-sponsor on efforts to replenish that fund. So folks need to contact Senator Ron Johnson, call his office, and ask him to support that as well so we can get it done.
Fantastic. And I'm not familiar with the rhetoric that necessarily Senator Johnson's office may have put out around this. Was he one of the Republican senators by any chance that was supporting the Restaurant Revitalization Fund when it happened? Or is he not one of those five Republican senators that is currently being lobbied to support this effort?
So Senator Johnson, I would say, is a challenging individual, is the way I would describe it. And he actually has said he would be open to this. We've talked with his office about it before. But his condition on that was it had to come out of already appropriated rescue plan funds, that it couldn't be new spending. The package that is currently being negotiated includes both some new spending, but also retools some leftover rescue plan funds as well. So it does both instead of just one or the other now. And so while it's definitely going to be an uphill climb, that does make it a leap within the realm of possibility that he might support it. But he needs to hear from folks to get it done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know he can be a little stretched sometimes for a lot of the issues that we talk about here on Dueling Tangents, but that's important to know that there is maybe a potential opening for our callers to be able to call into his office and encourage him to take action on that. So appreciate that information, Sean. One of the other aspects you had mentioned you would like to discuss, and this is a little bit outside of the COVID relief conversation specifically, but something that's been kind of a little proposal that would have some pretty big ramifications that's been kicked around here in the state of Wisconsin for some of our former, I guess it was a former governor that kind of floated the idea, but then also picked up by some more conservative members in the legislature. And that's reforming the tax code here in the state of Wisconsin. I know you represent and work to advocate for small business owners across the state of Wisconsin. And this proposal might not actually necessarily be the best for those individuals. So can you tell me a little bit more about the proposed elimination of the income tax and what that ramification would have on the small business owners that you advocate on behalf of?
Yeah, so I was talking to some of our members recently, and they're like, this doesn't really make sense, because what they're talking about doing is eliminating the state income tax and then raising the sales tax. And that would, for retailers or bars or restaurants, that would increase prices for them, for their customers. And at the same time, the benefit of eliminating our state income tax would overwhelmingly go towards the very wealthy. So like the Christina, the Hendricks, the Ulines, like these very large, wealthy individuals in our state. Some, we have a few billionaires in Wisconsin. Folks like that would get 80% of the benefit of this. And small businesses would end up having some of their costs increase as a result. This is a backhanded way to redistribute money in our state from working class folks to the very wealthy. It is just a repetition of this failed down idea about trickle down economics that has shown itself to be a failed ideology for the last 40 years. It's never worked and it continues to not work. So for us, I mean, if you did this, not only would it increased costs for some small businesses, but it also would blast a huge hole in the state budget. And the question I have, if the folks who support this want to see it happen, is what would you cut? Would you cut schools? Would you cut roads? Would you cut other essential services, healthcare? Because you'd have to make some extremely tough decisions in order to finance this giveaway to the very wealthy. So for us, it doesn't help Main Street. The folks who say it does are lying. Former Governor Walker talked about it on a recent radio show. Crow, I think Tank at UW-Madison, put out a proposal about it, but they didn't really speak at all in their paper about the negative impact this would have. And, you know, folks like Eric Bott at Americans for Prosperity, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association, a lot of these very conservative ideological business organizations that, you know, largely represent very large, big businesses, they're the ones behind this. And the reason why they're for it is because their members would benefit from a tax cut that they don't need. And Wisconsin would be made weaker for. So we're going to advocate very hard if this gets introduced in the state legislature and oppose it. And, you know, we will certainly be back on the show to be able to talk to folks about ways they can make their voice heard to ensure that this does not happen. And that the, if it does happen through the legislature, that the governor vetoes it.
Absolutely. And that would be my thought, is if this happens, they would probably pass it in the middle of the night. It would be one of those proposals that the Republican-led legislature would kind of wait and delay the legislative session throughout the day, do it in the middle of the night when a lot of people aren't focused on it, but then send it to Governor Tony Evers. And I can't imagine that the governor would be in favor of that form of tax overhaul that would so improportionately affect different, like the people receiving the benefits and the people having the then take on the tax burden. I cannot imagine that the governor would support that. So it doesn't seem like it's a proposal that is going to have any legs underneath it here in the state of Wisconsin for this calendar year, for 2022. My fear is that this will be something that they might want to try to run on this year and then try to implement if the political landscape shifts in their favor, if they have an ally in the governor's office, or if they have the ability to gain seats with a, say, more favorable map to Republicans, if that is the map that gets decided upon in the state courts or the federal courts for redistricting, if they can overrule a veto, if Governor Evers was reelected, then I feel like that would be where the fear would lie on my end, at least for this proposal. But for the time being, it seems like it's more of a pie in the sky wish list item for Republicans here in the state of the Wisconsin. But I really appreciate you giving the insight on how it affects the Main Street businesses, because a lot of the times we do see groups like the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce or other big business groups here in the state of Wisconsin that advocate, they claim to be advocating for the small businesses, but that's not necessarily who would reap the benefits of the proposals that they push. So appreciate that insight, Sean. If our listeners would like to learn more about the work that you're doing with Main Street Alliance, how can they find out more about you and your organization?
Yeah, you can just go to mainstreetalliance.org. There's a way to sign up to become members there. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter that we put out. And right now, looking ahead, we are going to be focused on getting a deal, getting something done on the Build Back Better package, especially on the child care provisions that are so essential to help people reenter the workforce. So you can take action on the website to support those efforts. And so definitely go to mainstreetalliance.org and take action with us there.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And we just got a couple more minutes here, Sean, before the break. I'm just curious. I know with Madison's shift to remote learning this week with the increased surge of cases of COVID-19 here in the Madison area, I know a lot of families are affected by that. How is remote learning going by your household, if it was something that you had to adapt to this week?
Yeah, so my son is currently in the other room, and I was hanging out with him most of the day today while doing other work. And I just have to say, the families that did that all last year, hats off to you. I can't imagine how stressful that must have been. We're pretty privileged people. My wife and I each have jobs. We can put our son in childcare when we need to. We have family in the area as well. So, you know, it's made it a lot easier than for those single parents. I know that the administration didn't take decisions around this lightly. Clearly, the surge is extremely concerning. And we have a lot of members, Main Street Alliance members, who have tested positive for COVID in the last week. Yeah. It's frankly, they're all doing okay. They've either recovered or it's a mild case, but thankfully that's because they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to have to stop you right there, Sean. We are going to a break. We can continue that aspect of the conversation. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Sean Fetaplace of the Main Street Alliance joining us. We got one more segment left in today's big show, so please stay tuned, and we're going to be right back with this conversation after a short break.